Good morning, and welcome once again to the reading of our daily devotional, The Rhapsody of Realities. My name is Pastor Bolanowa. Today is Thursday, January 19th, and the topic of our devotional this morning is Be Vigilant. Our text is taken from the book of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3. Let no man deceive you by any means. For that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Apostle says, in 1 John chapter 5 verse 43, Jesus said, I come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him ye will receive. Our underlying portion sounds like a supposition, but it's not. It's actually in the affirmative when you study the Greek rendering. The word another in that verse doesn't come from heteros, that is Greek, but from allos. This clearly means that Jesus was prophesying about the pseudo-Christos, a false Christ. One who falsely lays claim to the name and the office of the Messiah. Jesus did teach that there'd be false Christs and false prophets. When you read in the epistles, the term used is antichrist, which is antichristos in Greek, meaning instead of Christ, against Christ, one who puts himself in the place of Christ or opposes Christ. This lines up with the pseudo-Christos. So, when Jesus said, if another shall come in his own name, him ye will receive, he knew what he was talking about. Sadly, some today are willing to demonstrate magnanimity and incredulity towards fake news and wrong doctrines, while unwilling to accept real truth. The Bible tells us that Antichrist will be a deceiver and a liar, and that major religious leaders will endorse him. But that's no surprise. There were people like that in Bible days who endorsed the false prophets and killed God's prophets. It's the same in the world today. Many have chosen to be deceived. Satan's modus operandi is based on deception with misinterpretations. Therefore, remain vigilant. The Bible says, let no man deceive you with vain words. For because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. We're in the closing period of this present age. The Lord is coming soon. Be alert and ready. Glory to God. Please take this prayer with me. Gracious Lord, thank you for the illumination that I've received from your word. Exposing the cunning devices of Satan and his cohorts in these last days. The eyes of my understanding are flooded with light. I am alert and sensitive, ready for the coming of the Lord. Amen. For further study, please read 1 John chapter 3 verses 1 to 3, 1 John chapter 2 verse 18, 2 John chapter 1 verse 7, and 3 John chapter 1 verse 4. There's a portion I'd like you to meditate upon. It says, we're in the closing period of this present age. The Lord is coming soon. Be alert and ready. If you have any questions or comments, please kindly send them to me via rhapsody.bolarich.online. I'd like you to have a copy of this awesome devotional, so please kindly visit rhapsody.bolarich.online to download the Rhapsody app. Thank you very much for taking our time once again to listen to this devotional. Until I come again your way, here's PD saying, keep making progress. God bless you.